The devotional for today was written by Angela Deanhart Hancock. Why do people say things that don't need to be said? It's a good question to ask when reading this passage from one of Paul's letters to the church in Thessalonica. Paul claims his readers do not need to hear what he has to say, but he says it anyway. On the surface, Paul's message is simple. There are good alert day people, his readers, and bad clueless night people, others. But that binary disintegrates if you read the text closely. Why does Paul need to tell us to be sober and alert if we already are? Why tell us to put on the equipment of faith, hope, and love if we are already wearing it? We are children of light, sure, sometimes, but not all the time, it seems. It's not just the day of the Lord that will come like a thief in the night, perhaps. Maybe doubt and fear sneak up on all of us some of the time. Paul doesn't come right out and say it, but he knows. It slips out in verse 10. Christ died for us, even when we are among the sleepers, because we are both awake and asleep, in brightness and in shadow. We need encouragement, building up, and reminding from time to time. We are going to hear and say and sing many things at Advent that we already know. God is on the way, we sing, bringing this world to a good end. We know this, but the night pulls on all of us in spite of what we know. I don't know whether you are brimming with faith, hope, and love today, or lulled into shadow, but either way, God has got you. It doesn't need to be said, except when it does. Let us pray. God of the alert and the drowsy, we thank you for the ways you remind us that you are bringing the world to a good end. When we are alert and brimming with hope, empower us to build up the weary. On days when hopelessness blurs our memory, may we be carried by the encouragement of others. Amen.